Executive Director Robert Craig says a report shows the hyperinflation before the passage of the Affordable Care Act and the lessening of inflation after ACA went into effect.
Healthcare hyperinflation has slowed dramatically in the large group market since passage, so it is certainly not fair to say that the Affordable Care Act has increased costs.
Craig says among the key findings are hyperinflation and health insurance is a long-term trend. The rates for large groups are increasing faster than medium and small groups. There's also a regional cost difference. Craig says political tinkering by the federal government has led to increases in the rates, especially in small and medium programs. Craig again called attention to bills that would allow anyone in Wisconsin to buy into Badger Care, saying from their view it would lower costs to consumers.
Let people who buy insurance on their own or small employers buy into it at cost, so at no additional cost to the state. And it will be very dramatic. For the small group market, people would save an average of $1,700 in premiums and deductibles a year. And on the individual market, people who buy insurance on their own, it would be $4,400 less.
The report says someone in Rhinelander would pay almost $1,200 less if the Badger Care public option were enacted, but no hearings have been scheduled in the legislature. U.S. Congressman Ron Kind from La Crosse said as part of President Trump's vow to end Obamacare, he ended the cost-sharing reduction payments, which Kind said is driving up premium prices. He says congressional inaction has also hurt consumers.
The cost of prescription drugs is one of the main cost drivers in the healthcare system. Congress is doing absolutely nothing on this front, even though President Trump, during the campaign, promised that he was going to take action, and yet nothing is taking place.
The full report is at Citizen Action of Wisconsin's website. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.